maybe we start with the last thing that the Peg just said. Maybe instead of thinking in the different, like for the different target groups, let's make our society more intercultural, whatever that means. I think that's a nice, also a nice way to maybe end this discussion. But to summarize it, I mean, we first looked at the different education fields, and I think what we saw is that when we talk about education, it's not only about school or university or this very formal kind of education, but we're also talking about different ways of providing information, whether it's in a formal way or it's in a non-formal way, whether it's taught by professionals or it's taught by the community or it's taught just one-on-one or in groups. We saw that we have different fields in which education it is needed. I think something that we heard the most also from our friends here is that like the language barrier and like teaching language, no matter if it's like online or offline, then this huge gap of information when we talk about how our society works and how our systems work, now coming to one solution, actually combining language courses and providing this kind of information. We talked about life skills and cultural skills in which language is definitely a part of, and that there are different kind of ways to actually provide that information, not only by something like language classes, but also apprenticeships, internships, and that these kind of programs are needed, and that they are now coming to the solutions, that they are in parts out there, but we are still lacking big programs, and we assume that one reason why these programs are lacking is because the people who can provide them, let's say those who offer education, whether it's teachers, whether it's the institutions themselves, we talked a lot about the universities, but also about potential employers, they're also not very informed, so we have an information gap on both sides. And it might also be, when we talk about more about the cultural skills, it might also be that like our local society themselves have to be educated about the different kind of cultural groups that are coming there, and about their needs, and about the things that that we can maybe learn from them. So coming more to the solutions, we talked about different kind of programs or different kind of ways that these programs are outlaid. For example, and when we talk about buddy programs or we talk about tandems, but also coming up with ideas how to provide information and and emphasizing on orientation, which is, for example, provided already by universities, that they have some kind of orientation classes. And out of this idea with the orientation classes, we were talking about this trade fair of opportunities, because it was mentioned quite often that giving these opportunities, giving the perspective, but explaining how our system works, so those people who come here can make an informed decision which path they want to go into. That this could be one way to make sure.
Yeah, for this solution.
No, wait, I have to, because they're recording. You can do that afterwards. Okay. Sorry about that. We also talked about that it's very important that the trainers or teach the teachers, that we have a lot of great volunteers out there. I mean, a lot of us are sitting here, but we kind of all started with a blank slate and educated ourselves. I believe some of us are already teaching others. But there are some institutions out there who've been doing that for years, some NGOs which might lack the capacity of acting very fast, but these people are skilled, so they can be people who actually train these great volunteers, or we heard about teachers who need to be taught by maybe people who know how to teach German as a foreign language, just to give them some ideas. So training actually those who want to support, one important thing, and also those who come here as newcomers who want to learn something also have a lot to share and to give, and actually train us a lot of things. What else do we have? And also stuff like vocational training, but also very practical skill training, like how to write a CV. It's an answer to how do I, can I start understanding how this system works here. And once again tapped into that issue that having access to hardware and to internet is an important thing that maybe has not been understood by our politicians yet, that we are still talking about that people have very low data rates, that they don't have access to internet, and we all know that there's a lot of information and knowledge out there that people could use to either stay in training with what they learned back home and stay in touch and communicate. That this is one thing that we want to emphasize on, though it's not directly connected to education, but you can educate yourself through the internet and having access to that. One last thing that we are emphasizing on, or that Dusha was emphasizing on, is let's look at the different groups of people who come here and look at their specific needs. And the special group she pointed out was to look at programs for kids, for young women, and for women, that we might need a different kind of training, a different kind of offering if we want to also reach them. So I think, in a nutshell, we have when we talk about education, it's a very wide range, and I think somebody mentioned before that we have to look more at the individual, which was also mentioned that actually finding out what do I actually want and what do I actually need needs to be trained as well. And maybe that one thing that to conclude on, there's not one solution for everyone, and I think we all experienced that we got some very special solutions for us individually. So we might just use that same approach to also those who come here newly to us, not to say like there's one way of teaching a language that's here for you all, but actually everyone needs their own kind of way of learning, and to assess that, and then maybe also having more success with these kind of courses, and not so many dropout rates, and not so many people not showing up, as we, I guess all of us experienced at some point, that people didn't show up anymore because we might not listen to them, what they actually want and need.
Great.